One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Would you ever let yourself become so wrapped up in hatred that you change your entire life to get revenge on someone? Well, that's exactly what I did, and it didn't exactly go to plan. I'm Clara, and I'm 25 years old. It all started 5 years ago when my boyfriend Jason went to study abroad in France. We were so in love at that time, and it wasn't easy being apart, but we coped surprisingly well. Jason even promised me we'd get married when he got back. But after a few short months of him being away, he started growing distant. He no longer called me every day, and he barely even replied to my texts. I thought maybe he was just too busy and stressful to deal with his new life while struggling with missing me. So I decided to do something wild and fly to Paris to surprise him on his upcoming birthday. I hadn't really thought about it. I just excitedly got on the flight and taken a taxi to his apartment. But, well, the moment I saw him walking into the lobby, I instantly regretted it. There Jason was, but he wasn't alone. He was hugging and kissing some other girl, and she even went upstairs with him. I felt my blood boil, and I wanted to scream, but instead, I just left. I was so upset, but I was also angry. How could he betray me like that? Going a long way just to see my boyfriend betraying me right in front of my eyes was a bad thing, and I didn't think life could get any worse. But I was wrong. Things were about to get much worse. After leaving his place, I booked myself into a nearby hostel and cried myself to sleep. The next moment, I was waking up to a burning smell. Oh God! The hostel was on fire! I was lucky to make it out of there alive, but I was badly burned and left with a huge scar on my face. There I was, heartbroken and burnt to a crisp in a foreign country where I knew no one and didn't speak the language. I'd never been so lonely and ugly in my life. As I looked in the mirror, all I felt was anger and resentment towards Jason. He destroyed my life, and at all costs, I would make him pay for it. After I'd recovered, I got on the plane and flew back to the USA. That's when I started plotting my revenge. I had a few things up my sleeve, but first things first, plastic surgery. So as soon as I graduated, I got myself a full face rework. I even changed my name, moved to a new apartment, and lived with a new identity. My life was miserable enough, so now all I wanted was to start all over again. And it worked. After the surgery, I turned into a completely different person, just like I'd wanted. And what's more, I was even more beautiful than before the accident. I felt incredible and couldn't wait to start living again. Of course, I had to work my ass off to pay off my plastic surgery, but it was worth it, wasn't it? More than that, that was also how I tried my best to build a career for myself. Jason would regret cheating on me for the rest of his life, that's for sure. And as planned, after 3 years of working hard, I eventually got promoted to a management position in the construction company I worked for and became a beautiful, successful woman that many people admired. At the same time, a few of my friends mentioned that Jason had finally returned from Paris and was now working for a big architectural firm. I almost laughed when I heard the company's name. That was our new partner company. Oh, things were about to get fun. My friends also told me that he'd brought his French girlfriend back to the USA with him and that they were getting married soon. What? He was about to get married? They seemed so happy together, huh? No wonder that for all these years, he hadn't tried to contact me once. After I caught him cheating, I just disappeared. I could have been dead for all he knew. But he didn't seem to care. This made me hate him even more. There was no way a traitor could live happily like that. I couldn't wait any longer. It was time to put my plan into action. So I told my boss I'd work on the project with Jason's firm. At least this way, I'd have an excuse to approach him. At that first meeting, I made sure I looked as beautiful as possible and waited with bated breath. Of course, Jason didn't recognize me. And well, would you believe it? He kept looking at me and flirting with me. I found it hilarious and so kept flirting back. And eventually he got the hint and asked me out. What a jerk! Now I understood why I was abandoned in the past. Even when he already had his fiance, he could still flirt leisurely with others. His poor fiance! I kept playing along, and even made plans to befriend his fiance, Valerie. I knew she hung out in a certain cafe, so one day I went there and accidentally bumped into her, dropping water all over her gorgeous outfit. I kept apologizing and told her I'd pay to get it dry cleaned, and eventually we started chatting and hit it off. We exchanged numbers, and I asked if she'd like to go shopping sometime, which she agreed to. This was way too easy. A few days later, we went shopping, and it didn't take long before she started confiding in me about how lonely she was, and that other than her boyfriend, she didn't know anyone here. I smiled sweetly and told her I'd happily be her best friend. At the same time, Jason and I were dating. I pretended to fall for him, even though inside, I was furious at him. I even told him I'd share some confidential work documents with him if he pampered me and treated me like a princess. He seemed totally in love with me and spent all his spare time taking me out to dinner and buying me expensive gifts. It seemed like he was no longer interested in Valerie. Obviously, Valerie came to me and told me that she was very sad because the wedding was coming soon, but her fiancé was just cold and acting weird. On the one hand, I comforted and encouraged her. But on the other hand, I seduced Jason and took most of his money. He'd even put my name on the house contract, so technically, I owned his place. You know, I wanted Jason to feel the pain of being betrayed by the person he trusted. Then one day, Valerie called me in tears and said she suspected her boyfriend was seeing someone else. I asked her what her boyfriend's name was and where he worked and said she didn't need to worry. I'd help her find out. A few days later, I sent Valerie a few photos of him cheating with me, but obviously, I hid my face. However, it was just enough evidence to make her suffer. Then I told Valerie that it looked like her boyfriend was working with this other girl on a project, and that Valerie could get her revenge by destroying the project. That way, he wouldn't be able to work with this other girl anymore. Valerie totally fell for it. It was insane! The very next day, I heard from my colleagues that Jason's crazy fiancé had destroyed the final layout for the design of the two companies' project. She spilled water on his laptop and threw it onto the ground. While the deadline was coming, it was too late to start it over. Apparently, Jason's boss was fuming and fired him immediately. This contract was worth millions of dollars, and he'd just ruined everything. I had to give it to Valerie. She didn't even think about it. That's how dumb she was. Serve Jason right. Finally, karma had come and bitten him in the ass. That evening, I went over to their house. Jason now has no job, no money, and he was about to lose his fiance and his house, too. I knocked on the door, and when Valerie opened it, she was shocked to see me, but not as shocked as she was about to become. Jason saw me and looked like he was going to pass out. Surprise! I said, "Hi, Jason." At this, Valerie looked confused and said, "Wait, do you two know each other?" I just laughed and said, "We sure do, Valerie. In fact, I'm the other woman who he is cheating on you with. And that's not all. I'm actually Jason's ex." Then I turned to Jason. That's right, Jason. It's me, Clara. Valerie, when he came to Paris, he was dating me, and then he cheated on me with you, so I've been getting my sweet revenge. Both of them looked completely stunned, and instead of shouting at me, they started fighting with each other. Valerie was screaming, "How could you?" Jason shouted back, "You're crazy! If you hadn't ruined my laptop, things wouldn't have been like this."
"Oh, really? If you hadn't cheated on me, I wouldn't have done that," Valerie said, while bursting out crying.
Pretty soon, she found out that the house belonged to me now, and all of his money, and that's when all hell broke loose. I just stood there, admiring how great my revenge had played out. Eventually, they broke up with each other, and I decided to kick them out of the house. So my cherished revenge plan for the past few years has been successful. However, there was just one problem. The price I paid for it wasn't small. When I showed up at work the next day, everyone was whispering about me, saying the project I'd been working on had been a complete failure, and that it was all because I seduced the guy from our partner firm, even when he was about to marry his fiance. It was a disaster. My reputation was ruined. I couldn't handle everyone being against me, so I resigned. I decided to spend some time at home for a while, trying to clear my head. I didn't get it. I'd spent years plotting my revenge, and now that it had finally been a success, why did I feel so bad? I'd been so caught up in ruining Jason's life, I hadn't thought how it would affect my life too. I'd been delusional. Above all, the joy and satiety of watching the two of them move out of the house was just temporary, and what remained after that was just a feeling of emptiness. What had I been doing? I was just ruining people's lives, especially with Valerie. She was so innocent in all of this. How could I have been so cruel? Then one day, as I was walking down the street, I saw her at the bus stop, and she looked so sad and thin, and it tormented me. That poor girl didn't deserve this. I couldn't just stand there and do nothing. I had to apologize, so I raced across the street. But by the time I got there, the bus had come, and she had gone. I decided to call her instead. I asked if we could talk, and at first, she refused. But once I said sorry and told her how terrible I felt about everything, she agreed to meet me. I was holding the keys to her old house, and as she walked towards me, I handed them over. She was surprised, but then I started to explain. "Valerie, I'm so sorry. I didn't want to hurt you. It's just that Jason broke my heart, and for years, all I thought about was destroying his life the way he destroyed mine. I didn't realize you were so sweet, and now I see how awful I was to you. You don't deserve any of this. You trusted me, and I completely betrayed you." At first, Valerie didn't say anything. Then she started shouting at me, saying she thought of me as her best friend, and that she felt so pathetic for trusting me. At this point, I burst into tears. I was a monster. The minute I started crying, something changed in Valerie. She hugged me. I couldn't believe it. After everything I'd done to her, she still wanted to hug me. We were there hugging and crying and, yep, finally something good had come out of all this mess. I had a friend, and very quickly, this friend will become my best friend for sure. You guys, honestly, I don't recommend wasting your time on revenge. I threw away so many years of my life obsessing over hurting Jason, and in the end, it just hurt me and poor innocent Valerie. From my own experience, I just want to tell you that always be the bigger person and live for yourself, not for others.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.